اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us again. Okay, let's continue inshallah our discussions on how to stop at the end of the words or at the end of the verses. Alhamdulillah, we finished. We said one of the rules that whenever a word ends in Tanween Fatha, you see an Elif after that Tanween Fatha. That means that you got to change this Tanween Fatha to an Elif Mad. Okay, for example, Hisaban changes to
Hisaba,
Turaban, Turaba, Wahajan, Wahaja. Go to the next surah.
One question.
Yeah.
That like small waves.
Yeah, that baby wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That tells you, yeah, that will be changed to sukun.
So,
we will not pay attention to that one. Because we change the harakat to sukun. So if it has it is sakin, so it does not mean that we should prolong it. How can you prolong a sakin letter?
They will be pronounced when we want to join.
Yeah, when, yeah. Like this. من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة. Like this. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ and stretch
two counts.
U sound, two counts. That's it. So yes. Go to Surah Mutaffifin, page 587. Are you there? For what? 587. Surah Al-Mutaffifin. So, look, the ayah ends in noon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The first ayah. What does the noon have on the top?
Fatha.
Fatha. Fatha will be changed to?
Sakin.
Sukun. Okay? So it means Nun Mutaharrik, the letter which is Mutaharrik will be changed to a Sakin letter. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, look at Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It ends in Mim. Mim has a Kasra.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yes. You cannot, if you recite this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is wrong.
Can we join Bismillah with the surah?
Yeah. This Bismillah is a part of the first ayah. We believe, okay? So, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ
I will read the ayah with the harakat. You make it a sakin letter, okay?
Okay.
الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون.
الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون.
أحسنت. وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون.
وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ
أحسن. أَلَا يَظُنُّ
أَلَا يَظُنُّ
No, you gotta change it to sukun.
يَظُن
أَلَا يَظُنُّ
Yes.
Yeah, just an idgham is there, yes? Idgham.
Yes.
Idgham. An idgham, I mean ghunna is there, okay? أَلَا يَظُنُّ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ
أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ
أحسنت أُولَئِكَ Just change the حركة to sukun. That's easy. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ
أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ
Okay, Ali Nas's battery just ran out of charge. Battery low,
overcharged.
Right?
Overcharged.
No, it have not.
Okay.
Stressed.
Yeah, لِيَوْمٍ
لِيَوْمِ
اليوم
ليوم
اليوم
احسن اليوم عظيم
عظيم
ليوم عظيم
ليوم عظيم
اوكي ليوم عظيم احسن يوم يقوم الناس
يوم يقوم الناس
يوم يقوم الناس لربي
يوم يقوم الناس لرب
قلقلة
yes
لرب
copy paste
لرب
yeah copy paste يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين
يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين
Okay, that's it.
No.
Easy.
Yes.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ
أحسن الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر.
Very easy, alhamdulillah. Okay, that's it. Rule number 3. No problem?
No.
Was it difficult?
No.
Very difficult. Okay. So, the next rule is a special rule on. Just remember words ending in sukoon. Okay. What did we say? If they have sukoon.
Sakin.
If they have sukoon,
no changes.
No changes. No yes, changes. The same. For example, one har, فصلي لربك one har ends in sukoon. Ra has a sukoon on the top, so no changes. One har. Do not say one hara. One
I have hare, a question.
Or change it to another sukoon.
I have a
Doesn't
question.
Doesn't mean anything. Okay?
If there's a, if at the end of the surah there's no verse to connect with, mm-hmm. all the verses that have the last verse. Always end with sakin. Always have a sukun. All the end of the surahs.
No.
Because you cannot connect.
No, it can have any harakat.
You cannot connect harakat, to any other harakat, words.
No. If it is the last ayah, it does not mean that it should end in sukun. No, that is the harakat of that. So words in Arabic, they can have harakat. They can have like.
So it's for connecting to the next surah.
No. No. Even no, if there is no other.
Because I heard some Qaris like they say.
No. It is an Arabic is like this. Okay. Arabic.
ولم يلد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله.
أحد بسم الله. Yes. No. You mean this? That if the ayah is the last ayah of a surah, so it should end in sukun?
Yes.
No, it doesn't Why? Have that meaning. That doesn't make sense? Okay. The Arabic words are not like this, okay, that they should end in sukun. They can have different form. Inshallah, in Arabic literature, you will study this, okay? In Sarf and Nahu, you'll study this, okay? That Arabic words and can have different harakat. Or even sakin, okay?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
So if, for example, an ayah ends with a word having harakat fatha on the top, so based on Arabic literature, Arabic grammar, okay? So there is a reason for that. It doesn't mean, Fawad, that it is the last ayah, it must end in sukun. No. Okay, understood? وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. It is the last.
Bismillah.
Okay?
Yes.
Understood? But if you stop ya, you can change it to sukoon. This is the rule. Okay? But it does not mean that by its nature it has to be in sukoon.
If it's the last surah of Quran, then what will you do?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You don't have any next surah to recite.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not about connect. It is not about because of any other surah. The harakat is not because of any other surah that you have to connect, so you should pronounce the harakat. Yeah, no.
If it is like this, what we will do with the last surah of Quran? We don't have any other surah after it.
It doesn't mean that, Fawad, okay? It is because the word itself has that harakat. It is the harakat of that word, not because of another surah.
So make it sakin.
Why?
No, if you make it sakin, it doesn't give that meaning.
Yes.
Oh,
Based on grammar, it has.
Yeah.
For example, in Arabic literature or in Arabic grammar, we have this long discussion.
So if you stop on a word, doesn't it change its meaning?
No, for example, in stop and sukun.
Like, waylul lil mutaffifin.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't it change its meaning?
No. If you say mutaffifine, mutaffifinu, mutaffifinan, mutaffifinunnin, that changes the meaning.
So here is mutaffifina.
Yeah, if you say mutaffifina, that's correct. That's correct.
The meaning is correct, but if you say mutaffifin,
that is again, the meaning is correct. No, the meaning is correct. Look, Allah Almighty has told us to recite this way.
Yes.
So if he has told us to recite this way, so it means it doesn't change the meaning.
Yes.
Okay, understood? Does it make sense or no? That's it. Allah has told us. You say, okay. Just it. So, nice question, Fawad. But remember that the harakat is not because of any other ayah at the end, okay? Okay? Any other ayah that comes after that. It has fatha because it is just because we want to join it. When we want to join it, we should read it with fatha, with kasra, with dhamma. No. The kasra, dhamma, or fatha, tanwin, kasra, tanwin, dhamma, they are, each of them is like, literally,
you end the surah, the words, it's the word's nature, that's the verse with joining or ending. You can just put sukun or just join it to the other ayah.
You have two options, yes.
So?
No, I told you. If you change it to any other harakat, you change the meaning. So the way the tajweed rule says, you have to apply the rule, okay? If you just do not apply the rule, you have your own rule and the meaning changes and you will not get the point. Okay, Fawad? Do you get it or no? If the tajweed rule says, change it to sukun, you gotta change it to sukun, not to any other harakat. If the tajweed tells you, do not change it to sukun, so do not change it to sukun.
Finished.
That's it.
Tajweed is tajweed.
Tajweed is tajweed.
Yes.
And tajweed is not just something, okay, that... So scholars have gathered, okay, and made some rules, generated some rules. No. It is the way Prophet ﷺ was reciting the Quran Karim, and that is the way Allah Almighty has told the Prophet, okay? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. This is what the Prophet has received from Allah Almighty, okay?
Yes.
This recitation. You got it, Fawad?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Let's recite a salawat for Fawad having understood this.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad.
Judge a man by his questions rather than his answers.
Okay. Inshallah, I think we got to end this session here and continue the discussions, okay? In the next session. Is that okay?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah, and we'll get back in the next session.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان